Hey everyone, welcome to the Geeky Ones podcast. On today's episode, we talk to Jay Santos, also known as Meow Project. We talk about how he started his venture and his different booth experiences, Super Sentai, and much more. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, at the Geeky Ones, or wherever your podcasts are obtained. Anyway, here's Jay Santos of Meow Project. Enjoy the show.
Kumusta ka naman? Kumusta naman kayo sa quarantine?
Well, so far, doing good. Well, steady at home. So, yeah. Pretty much.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Medyo nawala ka
nila. Okay ba yung audio ko? Naririnig mo?
Wait. Connection ko pala yung problema. Unstable daw.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay lang. Nandito lang.
Oh, okay.
Medyo nag-steady na rin siya. Okay.
Sige.
Alright, so I guess let's start with the first question. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, I'm Jay Santos, and I'm the illustrator and designer of Meow Project.
What inspired you to start Meow Project?
Okay. I started Meow Project as a creative break from my day job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From my day job. And then nagkatuwaan yung mga office mates ko to join a convention. So yung first convention namin was Comiket. And then joining that convention, syempre kailangan mo ng merch na isa-sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I started with fan art.
So I did not know. Akala ko talaga original artwork of the cats talaga from the start.
Cat themed na fan art. So mostly around the genre that I really like. So I have Marvel before. I have 90s anime series. So you have Ghost Fighter, Sailor Moon, yung mga ganong stuff. Okay kasi yung to start with doing fan arts since it will get you it's a good baseline and it will really get you to the habit of creating.
I see.
Yeah.
Tapos was there any specific parang character that was the inspiration for the design of Meow Project? Was there a specific inspiration for the design of the cat now? Or what?
Well, I guess I really wanted to illustrate really chunky animals. So I really focus on if I were to see a really chunky cat.
Mm-hmm.
Syempre mostly circular circular shapes. Yun. Tapos if you could see yung first series ko nung yung mga fan art, yung cat theme na fan art. I really focused on the collectability aspect of it.
Different designs. There's a set na puro Marvel, then may puro Ghost Fighter, puro Slam Dunk.
Yeah, so I guess, in a way, inspired siya ng Funko Pop. So,
Do you collect Funko Pop?
Before. Tapos ngayon. when my cat started eating yung mga small parts, I had to sell them. So, yun. Medyo worrisome kasi One day, nakita ko, wala na yung Arrowhead ni Katniss. Yung mga
nako. Ay, ang liit pa naman nun. Yung mga ganyan. Kasi oh, liit na ng fun ko as is, di ba? Tapos,
yeah.
Wow. Damn. So, were your,
yun siya. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah,
so, were your cats like a big inspiration to the Meow Project? Or was it just coincidental na, ah, okay, may pusa ako dito. I should use them as an inspiration or hindi naman?
Yeah. I guess, nung nagsistart ako, malaking inspiration yung cats ko. Mm. And also yung another reason for starting Meow Project was my wife's cat focuses. So she started like feeding yung mga community cats.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we foster stray.
Uh-huh.
But we usually fail dun sa fostering part. Kasi it ends up we just adopting. Yung pina-foster namin.
How many cats do you have at home?
It started with 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, nag-start siya when a stray cat gave birth dun sa doon sa garage nung wife ko. Nakatira pa sila dun sa Sampaloc. So yun, we started with 3 cats and then I rescued Patchy, the black cat, since cute siya. So, nag-ano siya eh, funny yung rescue story ko sa kanya. Nung nag-aabang ako ng jeep on my way sa work.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos may maliit na black kitten na lumapit sa akin. Tapos nag-rest na siya dun sa sneakers ko.
Ah, that's so adorable. Like, lumapit lang.
Like, nag-loaf siya. Nag-loaf siya.
Aww.
Ayun. So, yun. Well, syempre, inuwi ko na siya. And then, 5th cat would be Goguma.
Mm.
Nakita ko siya dun sa yardstick. Yardstick
coffee.
Yeah.
Tama. Ah.
Tapos parang yung guy dun sa Jolly Jeep was like, sir, kunin nyo na yan. Naghahanap talaga ng kalinga eh.
Ang cute.
Yeah. So, yun. Started fostering Goguma.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, apparently, nung inuwi ko siya, funny thing kasi is, Patchy was socially awkward nung una.
Yung black cat. Para mahiyain siya, ganun.
Oh, kasi yung original 3 cats were like clannish. Yung alam mo yun, sila lang.
Para mga lion, no? Mga ganun. Yung mga talagang, oh, we're only sticking together with one. Like, we're only our group. Parang ganun.
Oh, so socially awkward si Patchy. Tapos when I brought home Goguma, nag-bond sila well.
Aww.
So, alam mo yun, nagkaroon siya ng social skills. So,
that's great. Fun.
So that's one failed foster.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
No, go ahead.
Tapos yun. So now we have 5. Tapos yun, 6th and 7th cat. Mag-ina sila.
Aww.
Tapos ano, they started as community cats na fini-feed namin outside our apartment way back nung nasa Taft area pa kami nakatira.
Mhm.
Tapos when we moved here in Cavite, in-adopt na lang namin sila all together. So, yun. Yeah. So, sorry you were asking.
Yeah, will we ever see them appear sa Meow Project na stickers? Or will they be, you know, like the family cats on talaga?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I shared a photo of them na. I also illustrated them.
Mm.
So yun, nasa Instagram account ko. I think that was
a few months ago.
Not sure. A few months ago. December yata or January. Hindi ko sure. Pero yun, definitely, you'll see semblance of them
in my
illustration. like yung Tuxedo Cat is inspired by Panda.
Aww.
Usually, White Cat represents Rocco and Walter. They're both our white cat. So yeah.
So ano, you did say na yung first convention mo was Comiket. Do you remember the year?
I think 2016.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I see. Tapos so I think Comiket 2016 di pa nakapunta nun. Grabe. Pero ayun, sa Unilab na ba siya nung time na yun? Sa Bayanihan na ba? Oh, has it always been Bayanihan Center? Yung Comiket pala, well, no, na Comic-Con.
Sa, yeah, ano, Comiket is Centris.
Centris, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it started dun sa Elements, sa Centris. I think yun yata yung second Comiket or... I think it was the second or third. Not sure. Pero yun.
May challenge... What was your ano, parang initial challenges as a seller sa Comiket? Like, anong... Like, may booth problems? Like, kung mag-isa ka lang, like, did you have any problem like going to the bathroom or like getting food, mga ganun?
Okay. So, nung nag-start kami, we were a group table.
Ah, okay. That's great.
Yeah. Pero yun, we, lahat kami noob. So, parang hindi namin alam, like, zero booth display. Actually, din nung nagsiset-up na yung mga katabi naming table, dun namin na-realize na, no? We should be printing price tags our stuff. Okay. Or some sort of branding for the table, or bringing extra tablecloth. So, nag-start kami with the basic default tablecloth na red o kaya blue. Parang gano'n.
Para stand out. Kasi usually white, diba? Sa comic.
Yeah, pero yun, nakakatawa lang kasi parang wala eh. Yung first time, I guess all the first time boothers would really know this feeling na, oh man, oo nga, no? Parang gano'n. Doon magdodon sa'yo yung mga dapat dinala mo to. Yeah.
Yung parang,
I guess, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess yung finding good display pieces to set up your table. And yeah, actually each event naman has different factors. So like different size ng display area. Tapos yung serendipity of kung saan ka nakapwesto.
Ah, kung malapit sa aircon.
Yeah. Or malapit na sa exit. So, pag malapit sa exit, wala nang pera yung tao. So, titignan ka na lang.
So, ano yun? So, di ba recently yung Comiket lumipat sa Mega Mall?
Yeah.
Ano yung difference ng experience ng Centris versus Mega Mall? Kasi ako personally, medyo nahirapan ako sa Mega Mall. Pero gets ko naman kasi, okay, slightly big, well, actually medyo like, similar size ang yung venue na sa loob ka lang ng mall. Parang gets ko man accessibility-wise, it was good for a lot of people, yep. Pero parang may ibang feeling sa ano sa Centris in a way. Ano yung difference experience between Centris versus Mega Mall?
Well, with Mega Mall, being a person from the south, mas madaling puntahan. I guess. So that's a big thing. Tapos mas maraming choices sa food.
Oh, nga. Yung mga ano, diba? Yeah. Kasi diba sa Comiket dati, ano ba yun? Yung mga Xander's Burger, mga gano'n. Ano,
yeah. Oh.
Ayun, biglang buong mall na ang like, access to food.
Yeah. Pero syempre, favorite food ko din yung Xander's Ground and Pound.
Oh, such a good burger. They have pretty good burgers, to be fair.
Tapos meron silang ano, secret menu.
Ah, talaga? Yan yung hindi ko alam.
Yan. You should try yung ano, fried egg sandwich nila.
Oh yeah, that was the first thing I tried. Like yung mga, I think... ano yun? I think Comic-Con. Kasi nasa Unilab na yun, Bayanihan Center. I think 2018 or 2019. Oh. I think.
Nice. Yun. So yun, well, in terms of yung going back dun sa Mega Mall, yun, madaling puntahan, maraming food choices. So far, overall, good experience naman. Tapos siguro mas ano lang, extra lang yung preparation since you have to clear yung ingress form dun sa admin office.
Ah, yun lang. So, speaking of yung ingress and egress, di ba sa centers, it seems like you just talk to the guard and then you go in, di ba? Compared to, let's say, yung mga mas heavy duty, paper duty ng Mega Mall. Ano yung difference na ano, yung ingress and egress? Like, what, you did say mas heavy sa paperwork or like mas heavy sa other things yung SM compared to Centris?
Siguro mas detailed yung inventory, kung ano talaga yung ipapasok mo, tsaka ano yung ilalabas mo. Well, I guess for everyone, safety rin naman. So, super gets naman why they're doing that. Pero so far, wala namang power tripping na nangyari. I guess, impressive din yung community na everyone was following the rules. Tapos, lahat nakapila. So, everyone really did their part. Kaya, mabilis lang din. So, at first, syempre, new venue. Kaya, parang adjusting with the requirements. Pero, nung ginawa naman lahat, it went smooth naman. So, all good.
Tapos, what about other events? Diba, besides Comic-Con, nag-Comic-Con ka rin, Sticker-Con, what's the difference between each event para sa'yo?
Depende dun sa event, like, kung saan ka mag-i-invest ka ng production budget for the designs. So, for example, PaperCon, so yung mga attendees noon was like, mga journal enthusiasts. So you'd be producing more art prints, for example, like postcards, journal stickers, yung mga ganun.
Yung cat on the truck.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, yung mga ganun. Tapos, with StickerCon and Comic-Con, more of siguro stickers that would relate to pop culture. Or, yun, yung mga fan art would be a good selling area din doon. I haven't tried Comic-Con pa eh. Pero yun, sinabi ng mga friends ko na nag-join doon is mostly they really buy comics. So
baka ibang market nga 'yun kung ganun.
Yeah.
So sa mga events na napuntahan mo na as a, as a seller, which would you have a favorite event?
Well, lahat in terms lahat naman ng event may learnings doon. Valuable sila lahat. Pero I guess to answer your question from an exhibitor's perspective, for me, favorite ko is PaperCon and StickerCon.
Nice.
Yeah. Iba yung energy ng mga tao dun eh. Pero syempre, Comic-Con will still have a special place in my heart kasi syempre dun kami nag-start in each Comic-Con kasi feels like a reunion eh. So,
yeah, it does. Parang sobrang familiar ka na sa tao, parang even though like you only see them as like as sellers, mga ganun.
Yeah, oh, kahit twice a year lang kayo nagkikita. That's
fine. Oh, parang
may nakikita ka, may bond eh. Alam niya.
Parang ano siya eh, parang yung mga sa convention. Parang I've made friends with people in conventions even though we only see each other like once or twice a year. Like, yung mga Asia. Like, alala ko may na-meet ako sa Asia Pop. Parang, 2 years kami magkakilala, but we've only met, I think, twice in person. Mga ganun. May ganyan ka ba experience? Mga ganun, di ba?
Yeah. Well, like for us, nag-meet tayo dun sa convention.
Yes.
Tapos, ayun, usually nagtatranslate naman yung friendship outside the convention. Like, minsan magkausap na sa mga DMs. Ayun, very grateful din ako for the community na, alam mo yun, very welcoming and supportive sila of each other. So, in terms of like knowledge sharing or like giving tips kung saan okay na supplier, where to get yung mga exhibitor stuff. Ayun, very much you could expect it from the community naman na to have their support. So, very warm yun.
Okay. Alright, so since natapos na natin yung favorite event, what is your favorite convention food? Or I think nasagot mo na ba ito with Sanders? Or iba, may iba pa ba?
Well, Sanders, and then Captain Incognito. If you're in Comiket, yung mga breads nila. Tapos, well, yung go-to food ko is siguro, ano, fries.
well, reliable eh. Kasi, ba, like, nandiyan na, like, very, it sticks, diba? So, sobrang tipid sa oras. Walang problem ba kami mag-spill or something?
Oh, or pag rice kasi, medyo jahe minsan. Kayo.
Ayun. So, okay. Ano naman? Favorite venue? Since, di ba, we've gone through Mega Mall, we've gone through Bayanihan, we've gone through Centris. Mm-hmm. Like, out of the venues na nag-exhibit ka, what's your favorite venue?
Favorite venue, for me, siguro Bayanihan, then Mega Mall, Mega Mall, Mega Trade, and then BGC.
yung ano, Art Mart. Tama no.
Well, nag-Art Mart kami. It was a good experience. It was a good learning experience. so, medyo challenging yung crowd doon. Yung foot traffic.
Sa ano siya, diba? Sa may bandong Maybank ba yun?
Oo, doon siya sa amphitheater. Tapos, usually may kasabay siya na banchetto.
Parang medyo... Parang it seems to be a like a sorry, I don't want to like judge too much, but medyo mas fancy yung audience dun, no? In a way, would you say?
Yeah, I guess so. Tapos siguro na hati yung crowd with with either food or stickers.
Oh.
Siyempre food. Parang
essential. Oh man, hirap.
So pero yung ano? I think yung High Street is a good spot. And yung Foley Book sa yung roof deck nila.
Oh yeah, the roof deck. Like yung sa Free Comic Book Day, ang dami nun. Grabe.
Yeah.
Lala ko nun. Like, did you ever go to a Free Comic Book Day sa BGC?
Yeah, I think so. Nung college years. Siyempre matiga ka pang pumila nun eh.
Oh, grabe. Parang iba talaga yung parang ako at honestly parang gets like I'm a comic book fan pero ako siguro hindi ako abot sa point na ganun nakita mo ba dati yung sa Comic Odyssey or sa Fully Booked na Facebook page na may isang guy daw Wednesday pa lang nakapila na siya wala pang tao.
Oh wow. Wow, that's dedication.
So oh my, pero grabe. Speaking of comics, did you read like any West like comics, like Western manga or anything of that sort of stuff?
Siguro na elementary was yung Steve Ditko series ng Spider-Man.
Oh.
So I have this like yung essential Spider-Man na makapal na book.
Oh yeah, alala ko yun yung mga ano black and white ba siya sa loob, tama ba?
Oo. Yung maganda yung cover niya. Tapos when you open it, yung...
Black and white pala.
So, yun. So, I guess Spider-Man. A bit of Ghost Fighter. Yung manga nung... Well, yung brother ko yung nag-uwi nun. Tapos ako yung nagbasa.
like ano, translated or yung Japanese manga talaga? Like
I guess it was translated. Ah. So parang inuwi na niya nun yung ano eh. Sila nandun na sa series nila Yomi. So towards the medyo ano na, medyo gitnang part.
I see. So anong mas ano, mas prefer mo, Western comics or manga?
Well, both kasi maganda eh. Mm. Like ang gusto ko naman sa Japanese storytelling is tinuturo niya yung grit. In terms of like yung how to push yourself dun sa mga challenges. So parang each time lalakas yung kalaban, di ba? So
a very shonen trope.
Yeah, di ba? Na, alam mo yun?
Si Deku, di ba? Sa Boku no Hero. It's like, oh, like before you become strong, you have to eat my hair. I'm like, eat my hair? Eat your hair? Man.
Yeah. Na pwede may apply sa life eh. Alam mo?
Exactly. Parang yan yung napansin ko parang wala sa Western comics masyado.
Yeah. Well, I guess pag Western naman, well, depends on the publisher.
Yes, yes.
The comic studio na na binabasa mo. I guess pag Marvel, mas grounded sa reality.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos pagka DC, more of like bigger than life. Yung mga
yeah, like they're like real gods, parang ganun. Like modern day gods, parang ganun.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Batman with prep time, Superman with, you know, being Superman, putting his powers to good, Wonder Woman, well, fighting for equality and all. Pero parang inisip ko, parang ako medyo half and half ako kasi I love Western comics, pero at the same time, there's something about manga that's parang mas mabilis basahin ng manga kasi less complication. Like, it's very linear. Like, okay, this manga, this is it. This volume is the first volume, second volume, third, like, dire-dire-diretso na compared to yung style ng Western comics, which is, oh, you have to read comic A, comic B, comic C just to get one storyline, and then you have to wait for the next batch of stuff. Like, okay, ito naman, mga ganun. Nakakahilo eh. There are times.
Nakakahilo, tapos i-rewrite nila.
Exactly.
I-reboot nila.
Exactly. Para ikaw ba, like, it seems to be na mas Marvel ka, tama?
Well, yeah.
What were your thoughts yung new Marvel Legacy? Yung parang ginaya nila yung DC Rebirth?
Well, I haven't read yung Legacy series. Eh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, medyo siguro more of sa movie side.
Nice. Like, what's your favorite MCU movie or like even non-MCU?
Well, dun sa MCU would be, I think yung ano, Far From Home.
That was good.
Yeah. Ang ganda kasi ng twist niya. So yeah.
Very interesting kasi parang nakakatawa for like a lot of people. Like I guess for some people, like yeah, it's Mysterio. Like it's so obvious he's the villain. especially like if you know what he does sa comics. Parang, he's a villain. Why is it such a twist for some people? Pero gets ko naman yung not everyone's like on that, ano. Not everyone has the same experience with the character. So gets ko naman kung bakit, ano, bakit na magiging twist siya for some people. Parang ganun.
Yeah.
Maganda
kasi how they relate dun sa buong universe.
Yes.
Like, well, syempre, wag na nang i-spoil. So, I guess pwede na nang i-spoil since
yeah, I mean it's been like
nasa Netflix na siya, so maganda yung angle na tinake nila na from disgruntled Stark industry employees. Oh, di ba? So very real.
Parang disgruntled employee decides to like take over, like destroy the company from the outside or something. Pero ano, sa tingin mo ba, did the MCU become too Tony Stark-centric? Like, everything was because of Tony Stark? Even though, yun nga, like, Ant-Man invented Ultron in the comics.
Mm.
Or, like, other characters aren't necessarily connected to Iron Man, pero they decided to connect them, mga ganun. Like, feeling mo ba, naging hook ng like buong, I guess, Infinity Saga si Tony Stark masyado?
Well, I guess part then is business move.
Ah, yeah, of course.
I think siya yung kasi yung naging poster boy ng Marvel.
Mm.
Adding him would be an easy slam dunk for fans then and even non-fans na, oh yeah, napanood ko si Iron Man. So, I guess I'll watch this film. So, I guess more than yung, ano, I think it was a business move on the studio's end. And, syempre, well, kudos pa rin dun sa mga writers na yes, they want to sell the film, but how they wrote things naman was pretty tight-knit naman na hindi pilit. Mm. Hindi siya parang like product placement na, oh, kailangan nandun si Tony Stark or kailangan nandun si Iron Man dun sa movie. Parang gano'n.
Mm. So, you did say na Far From Home is your favorite MCU movie. What's your least favorite MCU movie?
Well, in Dark World.
Oh, I agree. So, sobrang walang nangyari sa movie. That's it. It's just another army in the sky with a giant laser. That's it. Like, wala nang nangyari kina Malekith. Sobrang okay.
What yung next? Ironic doon, yung writers ng Dark World was the same guys who wrote Endgame.
Oh, my God.
So I guess they redeemed the themselves dun sa...
Tama ba?
I mean yung screenwriters, not the director.
Okay. Yeah. Screenwriters. Huh, that's interesting. Pero what about movies outside the MCU? Like what are your thoughts on things like Spider-Verse and like the old X-Men movies, the old Spider-Man?
Oh, well, excited ako dun sa part 2 ng Into the Spider-Verse.
Hmm.
Kasi introduce daw nila yung ano, different Spider-Man from different universe, lalo na yung Japanese.
Oh my Spider-Man. God. Si ano, si Spider-Dan Heromo. Diba? A very common person you see in the convention circuit.
Yeah, oh.
Grabe.
Oh, grabe din yun. Ano siya eh. Masaya ako pag nakikita ko siya.
Oh, diba? Yung parang, yung sa Comic Kit ba yun yung nag-ano siya, sumayaw siya sa ano? Sa sunflower. Yung buong, the whole tent just like looked at him all of a sudden. Grabe, alala ko pa yun. Okay, so speaking of yung, like the other side of mga other side of people, diba, like si Spider-Man works in advertising. Do you have a day job? Like, do you, like what's the other side of Jay Santos?
Well, aside from Meow Project, I have a day job and I work for Canva Philippines.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm a design lead. So I guess advertising siya.
Nice. Yeah,
in a way.
So, ayun, besides comics and you know your cats, what are your other interests outside of art?
Outside of art, well, I like watching Super Sentai series.
Oh my God. we're about to open like a whole treasure chest right here. Okay, what was your first Super Sentai series?
Well, being a child from the 90s, syempre, yung Power Rangers.
Mm.
But then, syempre, growing up, I also watch Five Man, Jetman.
Oh my God.
So,
sa ABC5. Alala ko Jetman sa ABC5. My God. Alala ko pa yun. Like, weekday nights.
Yes.
So, magtataho. Parang biglang nagja-jump-jump lang. Tumatanong-tanong na siya sa episode. So, ayun pala. Kasi rerun na siya, diba? So,
oh.
Parang bakit ito nangyayari sa episode na to? Ganyan-ganyan. Okay. So, like, what's your favorite era of Super Sentai?
Well, mas gusto ko yung mga early 90s.
Mm.
Favorite Sentai series ko of all time is Jetman talaga.
Ah, such a good series.
Yeah. Pero gusto rin yung ano, Maskman sa Bioman.
Oh,
pero iba kasi yung character development ng Jetman series.
Oh, grabe. Sobrang everyone got a solid arc. Kasi napansin ko nga, parang yun yung, napansin ko yun yung parang kulang sa Power Rangers. Diba sa, I mean, yeah. Diba, Super Sentai gets like 40 plus 50 episodes average.
Yeah.
And then like Power Rangers is like 20. Like maximum ng 40. Like sobrang rare kasi diba Mighty Morphin had such long, it was such a long series, 3 seasons.
Yeah, so, oh. Tapos if you realize na talagang minishmash lang nila yung Zio Ranger with the other series din eh. Tapos parang, oh my God, ano itong kinonsum ko ng bata ako?
Oh, yung parang, hindi mo nagtataka, bakit ba yung armor ni Tommy as the White Rangers? Ayun pala, Die Ranger yun. Which was a completely different set of uniforms.
Yeah, and original White Ranger was a kid. Alam mo
A perverted kid at that, diba? Iba Ranger, yung parang, yung tipong, the first thing he does when he gets his powers, like lift girls' like skirts up, like oh my God, so different from Tommy. But like I don't know how Saban did it, pero parang na spin pa nila yun.
Oh nga eh. So parang it blended well naman dun sa continuity. Nung looking back, nung kid ako, hindi ko naman na-realize na parang, based pala sa Chinese Zodiac yung mga Zords nung season 2. Parang ganun, diba?
Like unicorn, and like mga lion, like, grabe, dragon. Oo, diba? Grabe. Sa modern day Sentai naman, is there like any specific series na you like fell in love with? Mga Bokenger, Geki Ranger, ganun? Or like mas later on?
Siguro mas ano ako eh. Hindi ko naman gusto sabihin na purist ako.
Mm-hmm.
Pero mas, for some reason, hindi kasi ako nag-ano dun sa mga 3D effects eh. Like, mas na-enjoy ko yung charm ng practical effects.
Yung mga bulky suits na gawag.
Jet
Garuda.
Yung mga suit actors. So, ngayon kasi very CGI eh. Kaya parang minsan, okay lang. So, yun. Mas bias ako dun sa mga, yung mga earlier days ng Super Sentai.
What about, besides Super Sentai, what other interests do you have?
I love designer toys. So, yeah. Funko Pop. Anything na nire-release ng, nila ano, Kid Robot, Mighty Jax. Recently si Quix, like very proud of for Quix na we're taking the global stage then.
So yung Adidas niya ano, tama ba?
Oh, grabe yun. Very wild na nakatawa eh, na okay yung support ng community for Filipino creators na sabi niya dun sa graphic of all the region, Philippines yung pinakamataas yung sales.
Wow, so, really?
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, a friend of mine is asking, what was it like being part of the College of Fine Arts and Design sa USD? I think batchmate mo to eh.
USD. Masaya ang USD. Marami kang matututunan in terms of yung very traditional way of doing graphic design. So before, parang first 2 years was really traditional, like tuturuan ka how to draw. So bago kami makahawak ng Photoshop, we had an advertising class na gagawa ka ng layout using tracing paper.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung tracing paper, it's like in Photoshop or in Illustrator that you have layers, diba?
Mm.
Doon naman, you'll transfer each layer sa tracing paper. So for example, yung visual is in a different tracing paper and then the text is in the different one. So very traditional.
Parang ano, parang yung old school Disney style. Like 1960s Disney. Mga ganun.
Oh, so...
Oh, wow.
Very ganun. Tapos, when you move sa third year, fourth year, very digital naman. So, like, you have your photography, fashion design, meron din doon.
Mm.
I guess in terms of curriculum, during nung time ko was very general. Generalist yung training na kung saan industry ka man mapagpad, you have something to offer.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So, yun. Well, may pros and cons. Like, generalist, minsan, you have all the skills, pero after college mo pa malalaman ko ano talagang gusto mong gawin.
Like,
if you wanna go into branding, if you want to go to photography, wala, after college talaga. So, sa first job mo, usually, ma-realize yun. So yun. Yeah, I hope I answered the question.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
May na-meet ka bang mga fellow alumni sa mga convention circuits dito sa Philippines?
Well, yung fellow batchmate ko si Gab Madrid. Yeah. So, he's a full-time illustrator now. So, he's doing a lot of creative work din. Sino pa ba? Yeah, yung most nung batch ko kasi nag-agency sila. So, yun.
Nice. Yeah. Parang kasi may nagtanong sa akin sa Discord ng ano, yung Creators Hub BH. Are you familiar with that Discord group?
No. So,
okay.
Di ako kasi, Discord.
Okay. Kasi ano, nagposta nung, well, tanong nila, is this Jay Santos from Canva? Said by Gab Madrid. Parang nagtataka ko parang, oh, that's interesting. So same group pala siya as, ano, as me.
Yeah, like si Gab during college days talagang ano na talaga, he's really working on his style.
And,
so if you could see yung evolution ng art niya, okay din. Very inspiring.
Nandiyan yung isang pusa. I think I heard a meow.
Yeah, this is Goguma. So he's one of the much extrovert cats.
Oh, kaya pala ano, humihina siya ng attention. Baka magkakain na siya.
Yeah. Even nung FB live ko, pupunta sila dito tapos pinupush nila yung laptop.
Ang hirap. Ayan, so that's another question. So, what's the challenge of, you know, working from home tapos nandiyan yung mga pusa niyo?
Well, ano naman. Actually, ano eh. Stress reliever sila for me eh. So, it's like working sa cat cafe.
Ah.
Medyo ganun yung experience for me. So, kunwari, for example, like medyo for some reason na feel ka lang medyo stress, you can just give them a hug or cuddle.
Aww.
Oh, so very okay naman. Okay naman. Hindi naman siya like hindi ako maka-work or whatever.
Hindi man sila yung tipong nang-disturbo, yung tipong dadapa sila sa harap ng keyboard mo, like, or dadapa sila literally on the keyboard mo.
May times. Tapos usually, minsan lang mangyari yun. Tapos kadalasan sa video call.
Oh my God. So paminsan tatambay sila doon. So you have no choice but to do the video call with them. In front of the camera.
Yeah. Tapos magugulo na yung agenda ng meeting. Kasi parang, oh, there's a cat.
Oh, look. There's a cat.
Siguro ano, wag mo lang silang gutumin.
Ah, of course.
May one time, ano eh, if we're traveling outside the country.
Yes.
usually yung brother ng wife ko will cat sit them. So siya yung magiging guardian nila.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos may one time daw na gamer kasi yun eh.
Oh.
Tapos parang kasagsagan ng Dota match niya.
Oh my God.
Tapos parang nagmamiyaw na sila na, hey, we're all hungry. Parang ganun siguro. Like, siguro way past na nung dinner time nila.
Uh-uh.
Tinanggal nila yung saksakan ng router.
Oh my God! Ang talino! Shit! Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh man! Oh man! So you didn't miss
that. Yeah.
So speaking of going outside the country, napansin ko a lot of stickers are Japanese inspired. Like, have you been to Japan a lot?
Yun yung irony.
Oh.
So we're really planning on visiting Japan soon. Pero yun nga, nagka-lockdown. So yeah. I guess for another next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the closest thing na napuntahan siguro namin na malapit sa Japan was, I guess, Taiwan and Korea.
Nice. Well, actually, the thing with Taiwan is that I guess since they were occupied by Japan for such a long time, there's like this strange, like, despite the fact that they were, you know, colonized by them for a while, they still seem to appreciate Japan a lot. Like, napansin mo ba sa Taiwan, there's like a large following for One Piece. Napansin mo ba?
Oh,
diba?
Oh nga. Like, dun sa mga night markets,
yes,
you can still see One Piece merch.
Yes.
Tsaka, Slam Dunk.
Yeah.
My biggest regret is not getting yung Coach Ansay na action figure.
Oh, God. Ang dami. Like, napansin ko nga pa nandun. Like, compared to here where it's all in Green Hills, it's all, like, you know, stored in and stuff. Napansin ko sa Taiwan, it's like, yeah, it's just there. There's a good Smile Company thing there. There's a Kotobukiya there. Super Sentai. Like, I know Super Sentai there is, like, delayed by, like, 2, 3, 4 years. Napansin mo ba?
Mm.
Like, alala ko dati, 2014, because I went on this like educational tour before sa Taiwan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then napansin ko, yung time na yun, Gokaiger pa yung Super Sentai. It was 2014. I think, like, if I check right now, I had to check the Sentai series in 2014. Kasi I'm pretty sure it wasn't Gokaiger because Gokaiger was like 2012? So it has to be like Kyoryuger na ba? Like, I loved Kyoryuger because it was very old school, medyo. Yeah. 2014. Oh my God, Tokyuger. The most Japanese Super Sentai with the trains and everything. Sobrang... I think may GIF na lumalabas sa internet. Like, you remember that Super Sentai with the train coming out? Parang mukhang dick. It would look like a dick. Tokyuger yun eh. That was like like, imagine that was the Super Sentai running at the time. Pero sa Taiwan, it was still Gokaiger. So, like, I legitimately went to a Toys R Us just to get the Gokai Silver, spear.
Yeah.
And the Henshin changes. Like, oh my God. Like, sobrang saya dun. Kasi, I guess that weird appreciation for Japan really, like, helps make it easier to find Japanese stuff in Taiwan if you want it cheaper.
Yeah.
Compared to here, kasi napansin ko dito ang mahal dito eh.
Yeah. Well, I guess yung importation tax talaga.
Yeah, like, ang dami
really na talaga eh. Yun talaga yung papamahal ng lahat. Gokaiger ba yung yung nagsasummon sila ng mga different from the different series?
Yes. So parang yung basic plot ng Gokaiger is they're pirates from different planets who are looking for the greatest treasure, and the greatest treasure is the power of the Super Sentai, all 35.
Yeah. So, okay.
Like, that's what made me love it so much. Tapos sobrang nakarelate ako kay Gokai Silver, si Guy Ikari. Mm. He's the, like, legitimately, the actor himself is a fan of the entire series. Tipo sa behind the scenes, when you showed the ending of the series, when they did the last taping, umiiyak na talaga siya. Like, he was crying really hard. Tapos, siya rin yung boses ni Joe sa Digimon na bagong Digimon series.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So, like, him and Gokai Yellow, si Mao Ichimichi, they are actually seiyuu now for a lot of anime.
Pero yun, anyway, going back to basic plot, like, yun nga, there are a bunch of aliens who are not familiar with the Super Sentai, and then throughout the series, they get an education in Super Sentai. So just like us,
oh, nice.
Parang shit, every series talaga. Almost every series they've touched on. So I remember the first episode was Dekaranger, which is Power Rangers SPD.
Yeah.
And then next one was Mystic Force, so Magi Ranger, and then it just kept on going and going and going. And then when that happened, akala ko, oh, Power Rangers has to counter, but they have to do a good one.
Yeah.
Super Mega Force was, like, you can cuss on this podcast, don't worry. Super Mega Force was shit. Like, Super Mega Force was just plain shit. Like, sobrang nakakainis. Like, they only had one time that they followed the format, which was Jungle Fury. Eh, kasi writer daw kasi yung actor ng si Jungle Fury, right? He was a writer on the show. And that was like the perfect episode. That's how every episode should have been.
Wala.
Legit, alam mo, legit sinabi nila. There was one episode, tinatanong ni Megaforce Black. Why did I become a green, like, why from a Green Ranger? Why did I become a Green Ranger? And then suddenly, oh, there's a simple explanation for that. No explanation at all. Like, ugh. It was supposed to be the anniversary series, imagine.
Oh, no. So, grabe na hype siya, no? That was biglang,
Like, that's it. Like, yeah, sure.
So, I guess I'll skip that one.
Yeah, skip Megaforce. Okay. Go watch Gokaiger instead. It's much better.
Okay. Sige. Of all the modern Sentai, so, if you are to convert a retro guy like me, ano yung magiging recommendation mo that I should binge on while on quarantine?
I don't think Gokaiger is the best idea because it will just be like a nostalgia trip. But it would be a nice education the entire series at up to that point. Baka ano, baka... This is hard actually. Ang dami kasi maganda option eh. Are you more on the serious side or are you more on the zany, like, fun side?
Siguro like, well, not really fun, but like, may semblance of storytelling. May character building.
I think a good one would be Shinkenger. Yung naging Power Ranger Samurai.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, the plot for that is, like, I'm not too familiar with it, but if I remember correctly, the other four Rangers, besides the Red Ranger, are descendants of, ano, okay, so they're super Japanese. So if you like, you're into Japanese culture, this is going to be the perfect series.
Ooh, okay.
The Red Ranger is the descendant of a feudal lord.
What?
Okay. Yes. The Red Ranger is the descendant of a feudal lord. And the other four Rangers, see green, pink, yellow, and blue, are the descendants of his parang like serfs, parang mga samurai ni feudal lord.
Yeah.
Descendants of the samurai are now serving the descendant of the feudal lord.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so very like very tradition, very
ano talaga, shogunate style.
Eh? Yeah, exactly. Parang shogun si Red Ranger, and then his samurai are the yung mga other rangers.
Yeah.
And then si Gold Ranger is a sushi chef.
Okay.
So may konting zany stuff, but at the same time, may ano pa rin, may serious stuff na, oh, I'm a feudal lord. I have to serve my family's legacy, blah, blah, blah. Here comes the Gold Ranger. I'm a sushi chef. And his changer is shaped like sushi.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So like the rest of the Rangers get a cell phone. Like almost every Super Sentai has a cell phone now. So while the rest of the Rangers have a cell phone na nagiging parang alam mo ba yung mga pen, mga like art pen, like Mopit, if you're familiar with that. Like the Rangers can change their cell phone to a brush.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then nice. Si Gold Ranger has a piece of sushi. Like plastic sushi thing, and then he puts the disc on his changer, and then he twists it to become the Gold Ranger. I think this would be a good series for you. Like still with serious storylines, but occasionally meron pa rin yung mga
may mga random series. Stuff na yun.
Yeah, and they have the best theme song. Speaking of theme songs, nice. All the theme songs are on Spotify right now. Lahat ng Super Sentai theme songs.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Legit. type mo lang, Jetman. Lalabas siya, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I've listened... Yun, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Grabe, yung kumanta ng series ng Jetman. It's the same guy who sang Head Chala.
Yeah! Yun! Yun, isa pa yun. Ano yun si... Hironobu Kageyama, tama ba?
Yeah. Pati yeah. Maskman siya din eh.
Yeah, grabe. Like,
so I guess he has good work ethics. Eh.
Yeah. Like, parang pili ko that was his like peak talaga. No? Grabe. Like, Dragon Ball, like Jetman, grabe. Oh yeah, like, imagine that time. Like, sobrang lakas ng Jetman and like, Dragon Ball. Around the same
time. Yeah, oh. Actually, di ba dapat yung Jetman daw was the last one? Tapos biglang nag-raise yung ratings. Oh, that's dapat i-retire na nila eh. Tapos biglang, okay, so I guess we'll do this another and then more.
Then Zyu Ranger happened and then they made money from Super Sentai. Parang ngayon, they still get money kasi, di ba, the current Power Ranger series, Beast Morphers, is based on Go Busters. That's like super, super serious. I don't know if that's your thing. The story there is that it's like a post, hindi man post-apocalyptic. It's more of like how would the world work if they were integrated with like lots of like good tech, high tech talaga. Like everything's like high tech. Basically the Jetsons.
Oh, okay.
Maybe this is a good series as well. Not zany. Yeah. Like it was never zany. Like yeah, occasionally mas serious, like mas zany, but it was a very serious, it was a very like super serious series kasi ang dark ng story ng like main character. I don't want to spoil much, pero like you know, he lives with his sister, and, like his parents are gone, but he does have like this buddy robot, so it's still a kid series, mga ganun. Kind of like diba sa,
sa five man din, diba?
Yeah, oh my god, I had the five man toy. Yung robot na nagiging gun, diba? Yung nagiging cannon.
I had
that toy for a while. Like, nagtataka ako, parang, ano bang toy na to? I was like, holy shit, this is the five-man, like, robot friend. I'm like, oh my god! I have a Super Sentai toy! So I actually have a Boken Silver na, like, yung anniversary na Ranger toy. Yung soft plush toy lang. not plush toy, but like, soft, like, rubber toy siya. But you could squeeze it like it's kid friendly. Mga ganun.
Okay.
I have a bunch, mostly Sixth Ranger kasi ako eh. Like I love the Sixth Ranger so much. They're so fun. Ikaw,
usually like, kasi siya yung cool eh.
Yeah. Pero ano,
like, mas okay yung mech niya.
Yeah. Like I love like yung sa Gokaiger. Like if you're really into a full on nostalgia trip, watch Gokaiger. Kasi he accesses every Sixth Ranger starting with Mighty Morphin Green.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All the way to him.
Diyan maganda kasi they play yung theme song eh.
Yes! Yun pa yun.
So, alam mo.
Like the theme song of every series that they like learn from. So sa Deca Ranger, they learn from Doggy Kruger. Like the dog. The dog. Like, did you ever watch SPD?
Parang hindi na kasi high school na ata.
Okay. So basically, sa SPD, they have this like commander na si Doggy Kruger, who's a dog. Pero ano siya, iba yung parang design niya sa West versus sa East. Sa East, mas furry. Okay. Sa East kasi mas furry dog siya. Like furry wolf guy. Pero sa US version, they made him kind of scaly like an alien.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very different. Pero ano lang. Sorry, nag-divert ako. Going back to Deca Ranger. Deca Ranger has one of the best Super Sentai themes for me.
Okay.
Yeah, kasi yung ano, yung band Psychic Lover, they did the Shinkenger and the Deca Ranger themes.
Okay.
Yes, they're the best. Like, hanapin mo na sa Spotify, Shinkenger and Deca Ranger. Hanapin mo, they're the best theme songs that I heard. Like it's no Jetman. So a Jet.
Yeah, sure.
Oh man. And then diba? Like
very ano siya, very
like catchy. Very catchy.
Repetitive. Eh.
Yeah, and then when you hear the Deca Ranger theme, it's like, "Oh my god, it's so good." Like, "Oh wow." Like Nice.
Pwede workout music ganun.
Shane Kendrick for sure can work as a workout music. Kasi there's a line in Shane Kendrick's theme song that's chan chan bada chan bada. It's like hack slash hack slash hack slash.
Oh,
yeah, new literal line, like the literal translation from like Japanese to English. It's a hack slash hack slash hack slash.
Okay, so hindi siya yung inspirational na no. They have a strong spirit.
No,
they will fight for justice.
Not really, like in a way, yung parang oh, like samurai, use your swords and blah blah blah, mga ganun.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It honestly, like if I were to talk about. Oh god, I have to make an article about this now. Shit. I really have to. Like best Super Sentai themes also. Oh god.
Yes.
That's gonna be so fun.
Different pa rin yun, eh. So you have your Super Sentai series.
Yeah.
Meron din yung mga Ultraman series.
Oh my god.
So yung mga solo hero type guys. Mga...
Sina Gavan. Sina... Sino yung isa? Si Shider!
Shider.
Oh man.
Johnny Person din.
Yeah, Johnny Person, mga ganun. Ang dami. Oh,
ano, napanood mo ba yung ano, yung, kasi diba yung Toei Tokusatsu?
Yes, yes.
Yung mga vintage series nila, din drop nila sa YouTube, diba?
May region block sa akin eh. I can't access it. Can you?
Meron. Send ko yung link sa'yo.
Sige.
Wait lang. Ano siya eh? Usually, first two episodes yung din-drop nila.
Ah, kasi of course, yun. You can't have the entire thing.
Yeah.
Actually, yun yung inisip ko eh. Like, when I remember, like, when nag-travel kami to Japan, like, family trips, I keep on trying to wonder, kasi, well, ako, like, I've been into Japanese wrestling a lot recently.
Send some chat.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, thank you. Napansin ko kasi, ang hirap maghanap ng Super Sentai stuff sa Japan kasi feeling ko pang bata talaga siya doon. So, it's like you never, it's so hard to find. Like, I think I've never been to a Toys R Us in Japan, but like I remember seeing, like, it's hard to find. Parang, I think I've been to a few, like, you know, otaku stores. Mostly
okay.
Ultraman and Gundam. Ang hirap maghanap ng Super Sentai. It's so hard. Like maybe one or two. You'll see one or two. Like, I remember there was this shop we went to. My brother and I saw it. Like one or two Super Sentai stuff. Like very limited. Pero there's a whole section that's just Gundam and Ultraman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and dami.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Pero feeling ko baka depende na yun sa part of Japan that you go to. Kasi we went to Nagoya. Which is like an hour away from Tokyo via bullet train. So,
yeah.
You'd have to go to Tokyo siguro to find the stuff. Like, siguro somewhere in Akihabara.
Yeah, Akihabara.
Like, doon, grabe. Like, video games, you'll find it. Old N64, do you need an N64? We got it here. You need a GameCube? We've got it. You got a Wii? You got it. You got PS2? You got PS1? You got it. PS whatever. Like, lahat nandun, grabe. Pero like,
all in prime condition.
Yes, surprising. Nagulat ako, grabe. The maintenance is so good. Grabe, like I think it's a must visit Akihabara. Like on a weekday para less people, I think.
Oh my. Well, sana matuloy yung trip na.
Sana matuloy, fingers
crossed. Yeah.
Besides nga, yun, Super Sentai, like did you ever consider like mga Japanese wrestling or not really? Is it not your thing, mga wrestling?
Wrestling in general, hindi kasi ako masyadong naging fan growing up.
Okay.
Siguro yung the closest thing na na-expose ako sa wrestling was yung SmackDown on PS1.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, SmackDown PS1. Alala ko yung pinsan ko meron nun. Grabe. Nice. Okay.
So, siguro up to some point. Pero hindi ko siya masyadong na-enjoy as a kid. Siguro dahil ano rin. I don't know. Siguro, galing din ng parents ko na for some reason, di kami na-expose din.
Nice. I guess let's just focus on the Sentai. Like, what was the last Sentai series you watched before we close?
Pinaka-last before I grew up. And I think wala. Nag-end na dun sa ano eh, sa Jetman era.
Oh.
Well, you, if you consider yung ano, yung Power Rangers na modern iteration. Mm.
Like, oh, eh. Like, what about the Power Rangers? What was the last series you watched?
I guess yung Jungle Fury ba yun? Jungle Fury yung... Wait lang.
Yung may shades. Yung may shades.
Ah, hindi. Hindi siya yun. Wild Force.
Man. That... Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, really interesting stuff Wild about Force. The Red Rangers of Wild Force. You know he's in prison?
What? Totoo ba?
Yeah, type mo. Wild Force Red Ranger prison. Like homicide or something. Crazy shit. Crazy shit.
Okay, Kale's roommate.
Diba? It's like, holy shit, diba? What the fuck just happened? Like, what the hell? Diba?
Yung first na, na nakita kong ganito was si Austin St. John does porn na daw. Parang ganito.
Ayaw, grabe. Alam lang yung mga rumor na yun. Parang, like, do you really want to search it? Parang,
grabe. Nung nakita ko palang yung parang preview na photo, I think it was in 9gag. Tapos parang, okay, then no, scrolling up.
Yeah, parang, ibang insute ka lang. Tapos hindi lang porn, like gay porn daw. I was like, what the hell?
Hindi ko alam kung troll yun, ah.
Kasi ang alam ko last time, like, naging fireman siya. I was like, alala ko, like, ang weird nga kasi, Beast Morphers is gonna have an episode where they have, they're gonna bring back Austin St. John as, you know,
okay.
Jason, yeah. Grabe.
Okay. Parang nakita ko yung preview sa YouTube.
Ang cool no na, actually. Like, all the Dino seasons. Sayang nga eh, kasi they really should have done it sa Dino Charge. Like, it would have been the perfect time. Kasi Dino Charge, Dino Thunder, Mighty Morphin. Like, that's the perfect time to do it. Dino, like, shit, sayang. Sayang, grabe. Such a good, yeah. So,
missed opportunity.
Sobra. Like, grabe. Ayun, if you want super zany naman, sorry, last recommendation before we close.
Go lang.
Yeah. The last series I want you to consider would be Cure Uger. It's Cure Uger. It became Dino Charge US. It's super zany, super wild. But like legit, you know what they do before they henshin? They dance.
All right.
Yeah, it's like very like Brazilian dancing and stuff, like capoeira dance before they henshin. And like, ugh. Super like if you want like a super feel good wild series, I'd go for Cure Uger. Among modern. But if, if you want like all out wild, go Uger. Go Uger. It's like the theme song's like funny and like very Batman-ish. Like 1960s Adam West Batman theme song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ayun.
Go. Sure. Medyo disco funk.
No. Like like yung mga ano yung very 1960s Adam West Batman. Like yung mga like heavy bass line.
Old-timey.
Old-timey, heavy bass, yung parang very fast running bass line. If I'm using the term correctly. Oh, ganun. Yan.
Okay. Sige. We'll definitely check this out.
Nakita mo na sa ano, sa computer mo.
Yeah.
It looks very wild, no? Go Uger, mga ganun. Like they really took a lot of risks sa mga mas modern day Sentai. Very wild. Like it's a very like they really took risks on newer series. And some of them worked, some of them failed. Yun. So I think that's about it. Thank you so much for joining us. Where can we find you on social media, Jay?
Yeah, you can find my work meow_project on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to support my merch, I'm on TeePublic.
Ooh.
TeePublic /user/meowproject. So I sell shirts there.
Finally.
So I guess nagsiship sila dito.
Mm. Ah, wait. So, hindi siya local? Hindi siya local dealer?
I think based siya sa US. So, yun. Sister company ng Redbubble.
Oh, cool. All right. So, before we go, I want to like get your recommendation of anything. Like, we usually do this is like the second time palang. We get an artist recommendation of anything. It can be movies, TV, music, or whatever. What is your recommendation?
Okay. Can I do food?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. If you ever find yourself in Taiwan again, get roasted sweet potato ng Family Mart sa Taiwan.
Oh, wow.
Together with papaya milk.
That actually sounds good. Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Ano siya eh, yung roasted sweet potato. Very passionate ako dito. Unassumingly masarap siya.
Oh, nice.
So
right.
It's not like yung sweet potato natin here na very starchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ito like very sweet and basta kakaiba, life-changing siya.
So, papaya milk, my God.
Grabe. Papaya milk. Meron nito sa Binondo at
Sa may ano, sa may Mandarin Supermart mga.
Mandarin Supermart, yes.
Yeah.
Grabe. Favorite.
All right. Thank you so much, Jay, for joining us. You can find Meow Project at meow_project, tama?
Yeah.
All right. And then you can find his, what's the store again? T-Public, tama ba?
Yeah, T-Public. Yeah. So if you want cat-themed shirts, wearable art, meron sa T-Public.
Nice.
So yeah. Thank you then.
All right. Steve. No problem, man. Thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you so much. All right. All right. So you can find us at The Geeky Ones. That's The Geeky, J-U-A-N-S, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We do the occasional Twitch stream and wherever your podcasts are found. We'll see you next time.